Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photoblog. If you've come by this audio file on its own, the associated website is at las.new-england.net.au, and I aim to publish a handful of photographs every day where the photograph has been taken on that day. And today it almost didn't happen again. Life is a bit hectic work-wise, and I didn't get a chance to get outside during the day, but early morning and early evening saved my bacon. It was a warm day today. It got up to 28 Celsius, 82 Fahrenheit. And one of those storms yesterday delivered half an inch of rain, about 12 millimeters. So today, on the way back from walking the dogs, I noticed a couple of olivey green birds still in the neighborhood. They've been coming and going for the past little while. And then I got back inside and from the kitchen window took a photograph of one of the birds. It was stealing strawberries, unripe strawberries from the herb garden where we have some strawberries. So the first photograph today is nothing technically wonderful. It's very grainy. This is a nearly 100% crop, which means it's enlarged somewhat. But it's a satin bowerbird. I didn't know we had any bowerbirds in this vicinity. It's to me, it's very unusual that we would see such a thing in farmland. But according to the resources I've read up on, it's not uncommon in the coastal and nearby ranges. But we're about 80 miles, 120 kilometers from the coast. So we're definitely one of the nearby, but not very near, ranges to the coast. It's a very pretty looking bird. It's quite big. It's about 30 centimeters, 1 foot long, from the beak to tip of tail feathers. Sort of an indigo blue eye and a creamy yellow underbelly with crescent shapes to it. So I hope to try and take more photographs of it. Well, there's actually a pair. The male, the mature male, is actually a blue colour, a deep blue colour, and the male bird builds a bower, a place to attract the female. And they mate, and the female flies off and lays eggs, and the male goes off on his merry way. The bower doesn't get used for any part of the nesting process. So the first photograph is this bower bird sitting on a metal pole on which the fence surrounds the herb garden to keep the kangaroos and wallabies out. They're a bit partial to the parsley and few other herbs in the garden. So it'll be interesting to see if I can get a bit closer to get a better photograph. This particular photograph has been altered or adjusted, shall we say, by Photoshop to try and brighten it up a bit. The bird was in the shadow and I was on the downstream side of it from the light, so it was in the dark to a greater extent. Well, that's probably the highlight of the day photographically. The other three photographs are just things that caught my eye. The second photograph is of a jet trail. This is getting on for sunset, so the lot of the surrounding ground was in shadow. But the jet trail and higher clouds were being lit by the low sun. The next photograph is really just to record a strangity. There's a park in town that I've passed countless times, but never until today had I noticed that this particular track on it had a name. According to the sign, it's called the Brother Gatti Walk. I have no idea who Brother Gatti is or was, but perhaps it has something to do with the close association with the neighbouring churches. There are several churches around this park. And the final photograph, taken when I'm almost home, you're winding down from a busy week, I just thought that this pastoral scene looked tranquil. We have a mob of sheep grazing in the setting sun. Looks all very quiet and peaceful, and I could do with some of that. So those are my handful of photographs for today, Friday, November the 19th. Nothing especially wonderful, although I am quietly happy with the bowerbird as something a little bit out of the usual. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, thanks for stopping by. I'm Gordon Smith. Until next time, bye for now.